Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all kinds of delicious whiskey, wine, and local craft beers. Swing by and visit them for this week for some great live music. Thursday, August 30th, Hal Pascal of Cherokee Moon, a good friend of the show. And Friday, August 31st, another friend of the show, Fine to Drive. And on Saturday, September 1st, Blue Plate Special. You can find all this information and more at nakedvine.net. And I will be out there again on September 11th with my singer-songwriter storytelling show featuring Emily Wallace, Kevin Babb, and Joshua Aker. So come on out to that show too. So keep an eye out for everything Naked Vine at nakedvine.net. Follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, come on out for a drink and stick around for the show. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Andy Hamilton. You are listening to Rock Paper Podcast with your host, Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in a Denny's with a returning guest, Andy Hamilton. Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. This is cool. It's been like, it was like 2.5 years, man. It's been a long time since we hung out.
So. Yeah, it's been a little bit, about 2.5 years. So lots happened since then, and glad to be back on the podcast, man.
Yeah, and we're a big shout out to Denny's for letting us hang out and providing us with this wonderful space here to record and delicious pancakes coming soon.
Delicious pancakes, possibly some eggs.
Yeah. That's what I love about doing these podcasts here is, you know, you get to chow down afterwards and destroy some, you know, moons over Miami or, you know, whatever you choose.
But Grand Slams, yeah.
This, I've done quite a few of these with a lot of comics. It works in this particular setting with comedians and stuff, just because it's a little trickier trying to fit a whole band in the booth. But, you know, we've done crazier things. But, yeah, I think... Libby Higgins and Nathan Orton, and they've all been recorded in a Denny's with me. And Bobby J. Cox was in a Taco Bell.
Sounds like Bobby.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man.
Great comics.
Yeah, I've been trying to do my part to support all my friends around the city, and we got a lot of really great things going on in St. Louis comedy, which is pretty exciting to see that there some of them getting featured at Blue Fest this year even too, so
yeah, that's pretty cool. I guess there's probably about 10 or 12 local comics and then some national touring comics.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty cool, and I would hope that, you know, future years they'll keep that going.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised because, you know, obviously I think most people go for the music, and it'll be interesting to see how receptive everyone is. But I think, I mean, we got some outstanding comics on the show, and I think Everybody would be looking forward to it.
Well, so. And I think other festivals have done well with their comedy tents like that and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it just kind of feels like natural progression for Lou Fest as it's grown year by year and everything, and to start incorporating some comedy for, you know, a little something for everybody there now.
That's true, yeah. So. Lou Fest is... is growing, and it's about time to mix it up, add some comedy or something else.
I'm excited about it, but hopefully people respond to it, like you're saying, and keep it coming back for next year and stuff. So
yeah, and I think they will. They've been really promoting not only the music but also the comedy. I've seen, I believe Rafe Williams was on Fox 2 News the other day promoting Lou Fest, so one of the best comics in the city. So I'm looking forward to that too. I'm hoping I can go to one of those days and check it out.
Like I said, it's been a little while, but you've been keeping busy, working your way around town, doing your thing, and you've since, I think when we last spoke, I think you were just gearing up to like take it over. You were saying that it's almost your 2 year, or just celebrated 2 years of doing O'Fallon Out Loud.
Yeah, so I took over O'Fallon Out Loud for Sean Arredondo back in basically June of 2014. So I just and we just had a show with Rafe Williams and Chris Sear back in June, and also a guy named Rich Braun was on the show. Very funny. That was kind of my 2 year anniversary, and last time we did the show, I was kind of gearing. We were basically transitioning for me to take over, and I worked with Sean on a couple shows, and he, basically showed me the ropes, and then took over in June of 2 years ago, and just hit that 2 year milestone for myself, and we got a couple more shows coming up this year that I'm excited about, and I've been kind of was fortunate enough to take over a really good situation, so my goal is kind of keep that going and book some really good headliners and also some really good local comics around St. Louis, and I would say all the shows I've done have been really, really good, some better than others, but some better turnouts, but they've all been really good. I've been really, really happy where the shows ended up thus far, and I think in total between Sean's 4 years and my 2 years, the show's been running out at Rendezvous Cafe in O'Fallon for about 6 years now, so it's pretty cool.
And that's monthly, right?
Yeah, it's just about monthly. I mean, I think this year I've been kind of doing it every other month.
Okay.
Like the last show we did was June 30th, and then obviously there's so much going on in the summer with ball games and concerts and vacations that it's really hard to do a show every month in a town like O'Fallon. So I've kind of tried to space it out a little bit, so that's why I went from June 30th to skipping July and August, which is a little bit of a gap, but we got a show coming up here in 2 weeks, Saturday, September 8th, with the very funny James Johann from Kansas City, so that'll be really fun.
Yeah, man. And those guys definitely been helping. I think you along with James, you have local support from Will O'Donnell, very, very funny comic and a good friend of the show as well now, and Tina D-Ball and yourself, you'll be hosting the night.
Man, I was really glad that both of them were able to do the show, and I mean, that's going to be a killer lineup, with Will and Tina. Tina just, won the Helium Funniest competition for 2018 about, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
And then Will was in the finals of the Funny Bone competition, and he also won the Hey Guys comedy competition out in Fairview Heights earlier this year, so it's kind of fortunate to have both of those obviously outstanding comics.
But I was saying that those Will and James going back and forth has been cracking me up. But I think they're creating a pretty good buzz coming into this show and stuff, though.
And I think James Johann started that whole thing. I think he can kind of be a goofball and a character. I just met him once, but just my interactions on social media with him. And I don't know if you got a chance to catch him back in May. He was at the Funny Bone here in town. But
I've known of him for a while through comedy, but I've not met him yet.
Yeah, I'd seen him a little bit, and I got a chance to meet him back in May, and I kind of mentioned my show to him. And, here we are a few months later. We got things worked out to where he could come back to St. Louis and do the show, and I believe he'll be at the Funny Bone later this year or beginning of next year as well.
Right.
So, but yeah, if you haven't seen James Johann, he's really funny, and he, I don't want to ruin the feud for the listeners, but basically, if you have a favorite convenience store,
I think it's anybody that's seen Will you'll know he's a big fan of QT.
Yes, quite
and,
true.
And James is from Kansas City, and he's more of a fan of the Casey's.
Yeah.
And so those two have been feuding back and forth online, and it's quite hilarious.
Which, they have Quick Trip out in Kansas City. I think there's only a couple, so...
Right.
I'm thinking, I don't know if James has been brainwashed. I mean, who... I would not choose Casey's over Quick Trip myself, but teach their own.
But I don't know, man. I think strictly on pizza, I think I would go pizza from Casey's. I'm not...
Yeah.
QT pizza is not terrible, but I just... personal preference.
Now, yeah, if we're talking about pizza, I'll take the Casey's pizza. Now, you're from Wentzville.
Right.
Do they have Casey's in Wentzville?
We used to years ago.
Close?
Yeah, then this is like, you know, going back 20 years probably.
Oh, okay.
Like, so it's been closed a long time, long before Wentzville blew up to what it is today. But yeah, we years ago we did. Now, like, I think there is one in, like, Warrenton and... you know, there's a couple around, but not as many.
Yeah. Now, see, I grew up in Troy, Missouri, for those that may not know. So, pretty small town, and we have always had a Casey's ever since I was a little kid. And so, we didn't have Quick Trip. We had a Casey's.
Right.
And, you know, we'd go to Casey's and buy, like, you know, pizza and things here and there. But then, once I moved out to St. Peter's and discovered Quick Trip, and, you know, it was like... I mean, it was like going from a Toyota Camry to like a Ferrari for me. I was like, man, this Quick Trip's awesome. They got the iced tea and the, you know, the pizza and, you know, you get the sandwich. I always just get the lunch sandwiches. So ever since then, I would say, you know, I probably don't go there as much as Will O'Donnell, but I definitely go to Quick Trip a couple times a week for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just to even just get an iced tea. So, but for those, who have or haven't been following the feud, James Johann, big on Casey's, loves Casey's. Will O'Donnell, obviously, loves Quick Trip, has a few Quick Trip jokes. So this is all going to be settled on September 8th.
I was really...
I'm hoping James Johann has some Casey's jokes or something, or Quick Trip jokes that he has just come up with or something.
I was hoping that you or Tina would get involved and, like, represent for, like, Phillips 66 or something, or, you know, like, something like that, like, you know.
Tina mentioned BP, but I couldn't tell if she was serious or if she was joking. I was like, BP? I think she was joking. But I love Quick Trip, so yeah, there's other, you know, there's Circle K, it's okay.
Sure.
But, you know.
You got your Polar Pop, you know.
Yeah. So. I'm right there with Will. I mean, I could be his right-hand man as far as promotion. I'm a QT guy. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And it's they're everywhere. But like, you can't deny it. Like, they do run a nice.
The service is phenomenal. I mean, the maximum you're gonna wait in line is 35 seconds at a Quick Trip. It don't matter if it's out the door. I mean, I haven't been to Casey's in a while, but I can't imagine you'd say the same about a Casey's. So, but maybe James Johann can.
Right.
And drop some knowledge on that subject. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be some ribbon back and forth. And
sure.
I would imagine you guys can follow, I'm sure, Will O'Donnell and James Johann, and I'm sure there will be some videos in the coming weeks about outside of a gas station in Kansas City or St. Louis.
Well, yeah, and like I said, getting to see those guys in a small, intimate room like Rendezvous Cafe will be... be quite the treat. So come on out that night, September 8th in O'Fallon, Missouri, to O'Fallon Out Loud, and hang out with all of them out there. So
And I was gonna say, seating is limited. We've already sold a bunch of tickets, so if that's gonna be a really awesome show. And, you know, it's a cafe and wine bar, it's limited space, so that show is definitely gonna sell out, so get your tickets while you still can.
Yeah, you and call ahead for reservations and stuff.
Yeah, good thinking, Shane.
Yeah.
Almost forgot to mention that. Yeah, and tickets too are only $10, which is, I mean, for that kind of entertainment for a national touring headliner. I mean, James has, you know, traveled the country, been on Comedy Central, been on some late night television, and obviously, and we mentioned the other comics on the show and myself. So tickets are only $10. You can call Rendezvous. Wine bar. You can Google the number, but it's I'll shout it out, 636-281-2233. But yeah, call ahead for reservations. I'd imagine sometime in the next week or so, those tickets are going to sell out. So
right. That's yeah, man. That's gonna be a fun night. But we do have another big one coming up. You are part of coming up this week, Thursday. You are also appearing by as over at Helium, and that's a showcase they're doing over there.
Yeah, that should be fun. I just recently got asked to do that, and it'll be called it's called Comics Against Humanity, which is kind of like Cards Against Humanity. And so from my, which I've never done one of these, but from my understanding, it's, you know, it's kind of got a lot of improv in it, and you'll do I think a lot, all the comics will be doing very little of their actual material, and they the audience members, from my understanding, will be given cards, and so you can, you know, shout out your cards during the show. So I don't know how much tickets are, but you can definitely go to the Helium St. Louis website and purchase tickets in advance or at the door. So that'll be this Thursday, August 30th, I believe. And there'll be me and six or seven local comics. I believe, I'm trying to think who all is on the show. I believe Chris Sears on the show. Super funny, Jimmy Day. You guys can definitely check that out this Thursday. I believe the show starts at 8 o'clock. So, but go to the Helium website for more information.
Do you? I mean, I know that's kind of the fun thing about comedy is like there's obviously writers, there's performers, there's improv, there's a lot of various elements to in comedy. But do you find yourself doing a lot of improv? Like, is that something you, or do you strictly prefer just to do stand up?
My preference is stand up, but I'm not. I think it's good for any comic to get outside their comfort zone. So I'm looking forward to this show because I haven't done a lot of improv or, you know, things like that. So I'm really looking forward to it to see. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be interesting to see how my portion of the show goes. But I really haven't. I guess I have myself to blame, but I really haven't dove into a lot of improv or sketch or comedy or anything like that. I've kind of stuck to stand-up, but that's, you know, that was kind of always been my love, is stand-up.
Sure.
So, you know, I just do what I love to do, and that's stand-up comedy, and
right.
I've always just kind of stuck to that, and I just think there's just something about just being on stage by yourself and, you know, telling jokes. I've always just done that, but there is a mic out in Maplewood. You may have heard of it. It's called Wild Card Comedy.
Yeah.
That's more of an
improv. Chris and JC, right?
Yeah, Chris and JC Spall run that, but obviously there's the improv shop down in St. Louis as well, which they have stand-up and improv, and there's a lot of good improv shows down there, so that I haven't really gotten a chance to check out much of their shows, but
yeah. I'd like
it's
to
a really cool place.
Something I think about, like, I haven't done any of it, but like it's something I think about just to, as a wanting to get better at this, at doing the podcast. I think it would be interesting to take some improv classes just to kind of add another tool to my belt, you know, kind of thing, like,
yeah,
just to have that be able to use that muscle. So
I know a few comics that have, you know, taken the improv classes, and it's helped them on the stand-up side of things, so that's something I've been considering too. I think it definitely help you too. And I don't know how long the classes are, but I think they're like, you know, 8 weeks or something like that, and I think be good for anyone, especially anyone involved in like even public speaking,
sure,
or stand-up or
right,
sketch or whatever, and obviously improv. So.
Yeah, even if that's how I look at it, even if you're not ever looking to do stand-up comedy or improv,
yeah,
actually on stage, like just in that class, you know, learning those skills and be able to quick thinking for public speaking, or even just for networking, meeting other people that are doing these classes and stuff too. So
yeah, and even though you're doing stand-up comedy, a lot of your material is prepared, you know, you got to be able to think on your feet when somebody in the audience, you know, you don't
right,
ever look forward to it or necessarily want it to happen, but you're going to get hecklers or people just maybe not necessarily heckling but yelling stuff
sure,
out. So yeah, as far as an improv side of things, you got to be prepared for anything that happens on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the microphone goes out or there's technical difficulties. So, yeah, you do have to be able to think on your feet, and I think it's a good skill to have for sure. And I'm hoping to get more into that side of things, and which I really have kind of just shied away from a little, I guess, so far in my stand-up career. But
what's do you have a particular moment, a heckle moment, so far in here? Have you gotten anything?
That's nothing that really stands out. I would definitely say, yeah, just working at the local clubs and open mics. You know, people. It's not really that often, but yeah, people get drunk and yell things out, and you gotta be able to respond.
Sure.
But I had my own uncle heckled me one time, so that was interesting.
Right.
I did a show in Troy, Missouri, which is where I'm from, and so a lot of my family showed up. And man, it was like the second or third joke in, he just starts yelling something. Couldn't tell you what he was yelling, but I took a trick that I've seen Scott James use on stage. He's like, he's just like, "What'd you say, sir?" And then they repeat it and like, "I couldn't quite hear you. Can you say it?" And they, after saying it the third time and looking like an idiot, he finally got what I was doing to him. I've seen Scott do that a couple times, and it just kind of came to me on stage. I just did it, like instinctively almost, and so it shut him up real quick. And I was like, "You would think your own family wouldn't heckle you,
right?"
But that's the only one I can remember, but yeah, I've definitely had a handful. I think once you've been doing it for a while, you're gonna get it. So
how? Like I said, it's been two and a half years or so since we last hung out. And I forget, how long were you into comedy then?
I can tell you, I'm coming up on my 4-year anniversary here in another.
Yeah.
I think it was next month, or it's either September or October, something like that. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to believe I've been doing this basically 4 years. I've had a few gaps just because, you know, work and life gets in the way, but overall, pretty much 4 years. I think at one point I didn't do stand-up for like 4 months just because I was working till 10 p.m. every night. And well, it's kind of hard to find a stage when you work that late. So, but from my first open mic to now, it's been almost 4 years.
That's great, man. Yeah. What do you feel like the biggest thing you've learned that, you know, from in 4 years? Like, is there any certain advice or anything that somebody's given you that really sticks with you?
Well, I think I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of good advice from guys that have been doing this years and years. I think just some of the things that have stuck with me is, you know, just always be writing as a comic, always be thinking, just try to go to as many open mics as possible, and other than that, just keep, you know, don't get too high or too low, I think is the one thing that I've really learned in 4 years. Like, you're gonna have some really good shows and be excited, but then, you know, the next night you gotta keep working. And I will admit, like, early on in my career, like, I first started getting booked on shows, I maybe relaxed a little bit, but you really, I think, to be successful, it is a grind, and you have to keep working. You can't really be satisfied. And, you know, sometimes there are some jokes that you can use at shows over and over, but then there's other jokes that, you know, may not be relatable a year from now or whatever. So you do have to keep writing. Otherwise, you're always going to have, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes of material. So that's the one thing I've learned. And just as I mentioned earlier, just like work and life getting in the way, there was definitely points where I wasn't writing as much. But I feel here recently over the summer, I've gotten back to, you know, writing more and trying new things out. And that's the other thing. Don't be afraid to try new things out. It's like, it's easy to really fall in this habit of going to open mics and doing the same things, and because you know it works. But you really have to be courageous, try new things out, and you have to be willing to fail. So that's, I think, another big thing that I've learned is don't be afraid to fail, because you're going to learn from the failures, and, you know, it's only going to make you better. So.
Yeah. I do all the time. Like, there's a lot of stuff with the show where, like, you know, I'll throw an invite out to somebody that, you know, is a bigger guest and stuff sometimes. And I my opinion or my viewpoint on it is the worst they can say is no. It's like,
yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to try, you know, and if they say no, oh, well, I'll try again next time.
Now that's kind of how I am, like, with not only comedy, but also I've, you know, started booking a few more shows here and there outside of O Found Out Loud. And so, you know, I ask people, and hey, I don't know if this guy's pretty big headliner, I don't know, but you might as well ask him. The worst they can say is no.
Yeah.
So I've been I haven't really had a lot of people say no to me. It's just, so I've been lucky in that regard. So
yeah, man.
But
yeah, is what? So let's go back to talking about Filing Out Loud. I wanted to ask, like, now that, like you're saying, as putting the shows together, have you, like, changed it from what Sean was doing, or do you kind of pretty much keep it the same format, or have you tweaked your own, put your own spin on things after 2 years?
No, not, I would say, and it's not really that I'm afraid of change, but it's just Sean had everything set up well, or wasn't, got the keys to the Ferrari, so, yeah, as far as the format of the show, I really haven't changed much. I'll tweak things here and there. You know, we, as far as promoting the show, I would say I probably do things different than he does. I you know, utilize Facebook. I'll do the post boost, but also hang flyers and around town and things like that. Mm. And I'll try to just come up with more creative ways to promote the show, because I'm trying to get a packed house every show, and obviously he was too, but so I'm just trying to think. I've been trying to think outside the box the past year or so as far as marketing, but because now, you know, we have Facebook Live, and, you know, a year from now something else is going to come along, and I've made an Instagram page that you can look up, O'Found Out Loud, which is kind of new that he wasn't using, so but I have used the same template and poster that he came up with, which is because it's easily recognizable now. But yeah, as far as the format of the show, you know, we do the headliner, feature, 10-minute spot, and myself, I'll host. I usually do 10 minutes up top. We did do one showcase that I did about a year ago, which was different. It was just, I just put together a local showcase, and I said, hey, we're not going to have a headliner this month. I just want to do 5 or 6 comics and give some guys a chance that maybe have only done a few shows, and that surprisingly sold out, which I was a little surprised, but I guess maybe not. Just maybe people figured, hey, we're getting 6 comics for $10 or whatever, but we didn't have a national touring headliner, so that's really the only thing I've done differently. Other than that, I have tried to get some different headliners out, like Rafe Williams was on the last show, and he had never done the show before, and, you know, the show's been going on. I don't know how long Rafe's been doing comedy, but Sean's been doing that show. Me and Sean have been doing the show six years, and that was the first time that he did the show. I think Sean had tried to get him out, but there was some schedule conflicts. But
yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's kind of my goal now, is just to get some people that have never done the show. And
sure.
I don't think Tina's ever done the show, so it'll be nice to have her out for the first time. Will, I've only booked once, so this is only his second time, and obviously James, this is his first time out, so yeah, I think it's cool. It's nice to have familiar faces back, but if you can get guys from outside of St. Louis, and guys who have been, maybe they've only been doing comedy for a year or so, but they've been working really hard and they're really funny, it's like, you might as well give them a chance and put them on the show. So,
right.
So that's what I've been trying to do. And
well, I love that too, that it's, like I said earlier, is an alternative to the club, you know, and having a smaller, intimate room like that. And it's also, you're bringing comedy to St. Charles County out in O'Fallon there and stuff. Like, there's just not a lot for live entertainment, and that made me, you know, you got your cover bands and some of the bars and stuff like that, but as far as comedy, there's really not much to offer. So for me, as a fan, I do appreciate that you are doing that, and you know, I've been trying to do a similar type of singer-songwriter show, and you know, a lot of people have told me, like, I'll do it in the city, but I'm like, well, I could, but then I got more competition. I do like it out here in the county, because there isn't as much, you know, like, I'm trying to bring some of bring some of the city out to the county and introduce all my friends out here, to let them know there's a lot of great talent in the city too. So, like, hopefully if you like what you see, you can go support them on the next bigger show or whatever it is. And
yeah, it's pretty cool. We you know, we try to give it, for those who've never been to Rendezvous Cafe or in a O'Fallon Out Loud show, we do give it a comedy club feel. I try to, you know, as far as the way I seat the room and the way I set up the lighting and the sound, and the lineup is, you know, pretty much just like a club, but the only difference is I add one more comic to the mix. But we've definitely done 3-person shows as well.
Sure.
So we did a New Year's Eve show. That was kind of a first for the O'Fallon Out Loud. If if I can call it a franchise, but so we'd never done a New Year's Eve show. That was really fun. You know, we decorated the room, gave people, you know, party favors, had had some champagne at midnight.
Nice.
And we had a guy named Tim Northern from out. He came from Louisville, Kentucky, and did the show. And it was a lot of fun, so hope to do more stuff like that in the future. Just shows that we haven't really ever done before, whether it's a holiday or, you know, just do something different here and there. But overall, you know, kind of kept it the same for the past, you know, several years. So
you got a guy, like I said, you James and from Kansas City and Tim from Louisville. And
yeah.
These guys, are you doing most of the like researching stuff, trying to, you know, finding these some of the touring guys, or are you getting to the point now where the show's doing some work for you and you're getting people asking to be a part of it and stuff?
Yeah, like a little bit of both. I mean, I mainly just network through through other comics. Sean, when I took over the show, he had already booked Tim previously, and I actually got to meet Tim when we were transitioning. When I was transitioning to take over, so me getting to know, to actually meet Tim, you know, I wasn't afraid to reach out to him on Facebook and say, "Hey, man, I remember, you know, you did the show for Sean. You want to come do it? And I'm hosting now. You want to come do it again?" And so, and of course, he's a super nice guy and was able to come out. So, yeah, Sean, I was fortunate. Sean introduced me to a lot of people before I took over the show, and so I was able to use that experience to reach out to the people I met, and then the people I met introduced me to other comics, and so it's just kind of been this thing where I've met a lot of people over the past couple of years, and I'm still trying to meet more comics, and I reach out to guys, not only Sean, but guys like, you know, Rob Durham or, you know, Sean O'Brien, guys who've been in the St. Louis scene a lot, and I'll usually just ask them, like, hey, do you think so-and-so would want to do the show, or do you think they'd be a good fit? And normally they'll say, yeah, he or she is really funny, and, you know, you should, you know, message them on Facebook, or some instances, hey, here's their number, their contact info. I'll let them know that you're trying to reach out. And so, yeah, I think I've never really been afraid to network or reach out to people, because I know it's only going to benefit the show.
Sure.
And the more people I meet, the more people I reach out to, you know, better chance I have of getting some new faces out, kind of like I mentioned earlier. So.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of why I do this show still, man. It's like, it's great networking. It's a lot easier to ask people to hang out when you have a show instead of just being like, hey, you want to just hang out sometime? And, like, you know, so
it's cool. You've probably met thousands of musicians and comics at this point.
Yeah, so. Quite a few of them. But I love it, man. I've been having a great time doing it. And getting to do this show and getting to meet all kinds of cool people around St. Louis and beyond, man. So
it's definitely. I think that's kind of been one of my favorite parts of doing comedy. I probably would have met a lot of comics if I wasn't doing O'Fallon Out Loud and producing that show. But doing it, I've just met more. But even starting out as a comic, you just meet so many comics around St. Louis, and then eventually, you know, if you start getting to the point where you've been doing it a few years, you meet more and more people, and you end up sometimes bumping into them around town. I think over the past few weeks, I'll just out on a Saturday night with you know, the girlfriend or whatever, it's like, hey Steve, or hey Larry, what's going on, man? It's like, and you know, you're out with your friends, like, who's that? I was like, oh, he's a comic, man, he's really funny, you should go check him out. So you kind of get to the point, and I've, like I said, I've been doing it 4 years, so I'm kind of to the point where I've run into guys here and there just around St. Louis or St. Charles, just at a bar or restaurant or something. So it's pretty cool. You meet a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Well, you mentioned having the Facebook page and having an Instagram page. So get involved with O'Fallon Out Loud and Andy on
Look us up on Facebook.
For more dates. We do have, you said you're working on an October show and a Black Friday November show. So we'll have some more O'Fallon Out Loud shows coming up.
Yeah, we do an annual show. I don't know. I want to say probably 4 or 5 years. Every Black Friday, which day after Thanksgiving, we do a show at Rendezvous Cafe in O'Fallon. And it's O'Fallon Out Loud. And I think every year the show has sold out. So I started working on that right now, as far as, you know, booking a headliner in the lineup. You know, get a head start on that. Obviously, it's about 3 months away, but for those who can't make the show with James Johann, we got that show coming up. And, man, it's a great show because, you know, you have the family in town, or you eat your dinner on Thursday, and then Friday you can do your shopping and you can come out and enjoy a show. And, you know, if you have the relatives in town and you're looking for something to do, you know, hey, we got this comedy show down the street.
Yeah.
And it's something different than just sitting around and watching a movie or watching TV or whatever. So,
right.
One thing that O'Fallon Out Loud has led me into is people asking me if I'll, you know, book shows for them. And so I've kind of started diving into that. And maybe if I do this podcast a year or two from now, we'll be talking about more shows that I've produced. But we do have a fundraiser show October 20th. It's going to be for the Missouri Writers Guild, and that'll also be in Rendezvous Cafe. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
In a few minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We just almost had a guest appearance there from the waitress at Denny's. Yeah. But definitely also still working on that, so I don't have a lineup prepared yet. But you can follow. Well, you could probably go to the Missouri Writers Guild website, or also O'Fallon Out Loud. It'll be basically a comedy night for the Missouri Writers Guild. That's October 20th at Rendezvous Cafe, and then I've already started working on a few things for 2019. So
nice.
It's pretty cool. I never really imagined myself like booking a ton of shows or really had a desire to. It's just kind of with O'Fallon Out Loud, I've been having fun booking these shows, and
hey, man.
I've had people reach out. I did a show for the Elks Lodge in Troy, Missouri earlier this year, back in March, and that was a lot of fun. And I think we had like 80, 90 people at that show. And little town, I would go out on a limb and say there's never been a comedy show in Troy, Missouri. Maybe if somebody knows of one, they can message me or you. But so that was pretty cool. You know, those people never, maybe a lot of them never seen a comedy show. And I got to bring myself and three really good comics to a little town and do comedy. And it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, man. What's so, like I said, you never really planned to do your shows. You never, you know, and all this stuff. Like, but what's the next step? Like, what's another goal you would love to see? Like going into 2019 and stuff. Like, do you have another goal you set for yourself, or are you just gonna see where it goes?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I don't necessarily have a goal to. Hey, I want to produce a show here or there or X amount of shows. Like I said, I think I just. O'Fallon Out Loud just kind of led me into other ventures.
Right.
I'd say personally, I just would love to get just booked doing more weekends at the local clubs here, just booked more at the local clubs.
What do you think about doing any weekend stuff in other cities and things besides Troy and different stuff? Would you?
Well, yeah, I would definitely consider that.
Sure.
Honestly, Shane, I haven't really thought about, you know, shows outside of O'Fallon much, but I suppose that's something to think about. Or if somebody came to me with an idea and like, hey man, I'd love to do a show for charity in St. Louis, or maybe in Columbia, Missouri,
right.
But we don't know what to do, you know, I'd definitely take on the challenge of that.
Yeah.
So, or you know, I don't know, where maybe in Illinois or something like that, and, you know, work your way up. But
sure.
Yeah, that's always. That, I think that would be pretty cool to do, so.
Yeah.
Or just another small town. I mean, you never know. Maybe bring a comedy show to Wentzville, Missouri.
Yeah, so. There you go. Yeah, man. I think that's great because, like I say, like, it might be their first introduction to comedy and realize that we've got a lot of really great things happening here in St. Louis comedy. So.
And just to follow up on that, that's the one thing that I really get satisfaction out of is bringing comedy to people who maybe have limited access to it, or, you know, as far as live comedy, or have never seen a comedy show before. It's really easy to go on YouTube and look at comedy, but man, there's nothing like a live comedy show, and to bring that to small towns is pretty cool, and to do it right too. And you know, I really take pride in putting together a really good, well-produced show, and not just three random comics or four random comics in a crappy bar or something like that. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, get involved with everything on Facebook, Instagram, Filing Out Loud. Come on out on come out on Thursday the 30th over to Helium Comedy, and you can see
me and my pals.
Yeah, Andy and everybody over there doing that Cards Against Humanity, or Comics Against Humanity.
That'll be fun.
And then, again, Saturday 8th, it'll Filing Out Loud, James Johann, Will O'Donnell, Tina D-Ball, and Andy Hamilton. And $10 tickets, you said, right?
Yep, $10 tickets for a whole lot of entertainment.
Yeah,
man. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks, buddy. This has been awesome, man. I've been glad we were able to catch up. And
it's been a while. Thanks for having me on, man. Yeah. Well, you ready to eat some pancakes?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to destroy some a stack of pancakes, so I'm excited about that. I've been looking forward to this for a while. So, but, yeah, thanks, buddy. I will see you soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, Shane.
Bye, everybody.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.